Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
What's happening to the nation's family farms is frightening. While they make up 98% of the U.S. farms, they're responsible for just 15% of production. And here's the really scary part. Nearly half of the families down on the farm don't turn a profit. So a growing number are resurrecting their plots and turning them into haunted attractions. Come the harvest moon, thousands of family farmers in the United States become pumpkin sellers, maze makers, and purveyors of fear as they try to scare up money from fallow fields. Glenn Boyett's farm in Clayton, North Carolina, has been in the family for generations. This time of year, he turns it into the Clayton Fear Farm.
It was my grandfather's, and you know, he passed it down to one of my uncles. Then my wife and I purchased his estate. We're in the produce business. This year, we concentrated on sweet corn and watermelons. Labor was getting extremely hard to come by, and we were looking for an alternative method of getting some revenue on the farm. And I attended a haunted house convention that was in Charlotte, North Carolina, HauntCon.
A haunted house convention? Did you meet a lot of people who in their past lives were family farmers?
A bunch. I knew absolutely nothing about the haunted house industry. And after that, we visited several other farms all over the country, picked up ideas and brought them back here and turned it into our theme, what is called Clayton Fear Farm. And it's a Halloween haunted house or Halloween haunted theme park. And we just grew from there.
But how long has Fear been running in the Clayton family farm?
This is our ninth season.
We're fixing to enter into the slaughterhouse. That was the bull that's going crazy, that's about to meet his fate.
One of the most rewarding things in this industry when a young lady comes out of one of my houses and she has to wrap her sweater around her waist.
You know, Mr. Boyett, you sound like a real prankster.
Oh, I don't know whether to thank you or not.
you like scaring the pants off of people, don't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. No, I mean, where else in the world can you mess with people and get paid for it?
That was the sound of the dog you just heard as an animatronic, and after the dog starts to bark, and that sets up a perfect situation for the actor to come charging out and scare the people out of the house.
Cash only. Keep it moving.
You have a no chicken refund policy.
That's right.
So if people get too scared, they don't get their money back.
That has happened, absolutely. We've had some people get mad because we scared their partner. You know, hey, that's what we do.
How many people do you have coming through through your fear farm?
We're in somewhere between 15 and 20,000.
15 or 20,000 people?
That's correct.
And the season lasts like, what, a month, right?
We're open 17 nights.
Whoa, you are raking it in.
No, sir. It takes a lot to put on this show.
Do you miss farming at all?
We're not out of touch with farming. You know, we do enough of it to keep our hands dirty and down to the grassroots, you know. Without a doubt, it's a lot of hard work. But so is running the haunted house business a lot of hard work. And I'm very happy with what I'm doing right now.
Glenn Boyett runs the Clayton Fear Farm in Clayton, North Carolina.
Come back and see us again.
On the next Living on Earth, California is committed to climate action, but some say capping carbon will cost jobs.
This is suicide. There's never been a groundswell of support from the people saying, yeah, we want to sacrifice a million jobs for a theoretical reduction in carbon dioxide emission when nobody else on the planet is doing this.
Californians vote on rolling back climate change law. We tally the results next time on Living on Earth.